Now I am. Are you?
I am.
Oh, good.
I am. My head is itchy. I can't wear hats.
Well,
or baby bonnets.
Yeah, you're wearing
technically
a baby.
What I'm wearing is a baby's bonnet.
Right. I mean, but it kind of looked like a headscarf. Like I do that with the bandanas and stuff when you're letting your hair air dry.
Yeah. Or haven't showered in many days.
Yeah. When's that? Are you just not showering? Is that you're like?
Yeah, that's. I'm just full lean into the depression.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Because, you know, I've been reading, we'll talk about the book in the Patreon episode, but I've been reading a lot, and a lot of times they say pain comes from you push against what life is giving you. So it's good when you're depressed, instead of pushing against it and trying to fix it, just
lean
go
in,
with the
baby.
Flow. Just fucking take naps, not showers.
Eat ice cream.
Yes.
For every meal. I haven't done that, but today's a new day, you know?
Yeah.
So.
They just opened an ice cream shop right on the corner here by my place. And I haven't gone in there, but I've been thinking about it every day.
Wait till I'm there.
Yes. And then we can go. It's called Twister. So
I don't like it. It's a gimmick.
Well,
is it like a Cold Stone situation? I feel like it's a Cold Stone situation.
I haven't walked in. So, but I just have like looked by, like looked in the window when I walk by, and I'm like, one day,
like a homeless woman, just a face pressed against the glass.
Yep. Like, I wonder if they have Rocky Road. it's a combination of a coffee shop, like a gourmet coffee shop, and ice cream.
Oh, that's like the fucking place in my old neighborhood. The fancy ice cream store. Remember we went there?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's that? Affogato.
Yes, it's.
This place definitely has affogato.
And
they say it like that.
I hope they do.
If you do not order it in that tone of voice, you don't get it.
Right.
You get a cup in a fucking sugar cone and they tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, it seems like. And I looked. The one thing that I did look for is they don't have a bathroom in there.
Oh, Christ.
Which seems like. That would be the one place to have a bathroom if it's got dairy and coffee.
What did you just drop?
My Fitbit just came off of my wrist, and Sebastian is like dragging.
It's his Fitbit now.
Well, Sebastian is just like dragging his ass across the floor, like as if to wipe his ass on the wood floor. I don't know. It was the craziest sound, which you couldn't hear. But it was like this flopping sound, and I thought he was getting a toy, and he's just like dragging his ass nervously across the floor.
He probably has something stuck in there. He has a piece of your Fitbit stuck in there.
I know. He's got a... Kitty, do you have mommy's Fitbit in your butthole?
He thought it'd be fun.
It all happened at the same time. The Fitbit came flying off.
It was. I know. It was a lot. That's why I was like, the listeners need to know.
Yeah. A lot just happened. Jesus.
Sorry, guys. Short episode this week.
Yeah, huh? Hold
on. We have to go deal with this.
I got to take my cat to the vet. Oh, my God. That was terrifying. But, yeah, we got to go to that ice cream place when you're here. If you're going to come. Well, we can. Well, so.
We'll discuss.
Well, we'll discuss because we have a lot to discuss because we have.
It's been. Oh.
The last time we talked was recording this on. Whatever day, Monday, doesn't matter. Time is up.
We're recording it on Wednesday, the day it comes out.
Yes.
It's a live record. As you're listening, we are talking.
Yes, and we have not talked.
That's not a lie.
No.
People that are listening right now, we're talking.
Yeah, you can hear us talking.
So you know that we're talking in real time.
Right, duh. Isn't that what a podcast is?
Yes.
Well, that's what a spodcast is, which we've discussed.
Which is what we do. We're in the future.
Right. It's a live.
But not right now. Now we're in the present with you.
Right. It's a streaming podcast, a spodcast. I don't know how this doesn't make sense.
All the words are there. I mean, all the letters are there to make the words.
Right. And now we're not saying them in the right order. So it's like a jumble. That's our podcast is like an audio word jumble.
Pussy fart gang. The word jumble. Another board game idea.
That's great. What a fun book to take on a plane with you or on a train. Yeah, we haven't talked since last time we talked to you was
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot to catch up on.
We have a lot to catch up on.
So the last time I talked to Megan, just to fill you guys in,
I was at a soccer bar.
Yes.
Because I had to get out of the house. And apparently, the only place in St. Louis that is open on Thanksgiving is a soccer bar.
Right. Godless.
Because no soccer fans have no families.
No.
No one will take them in.
They have no families.
They need a place to seek refuge.
Right.
Refuge?
No family. Refuse? I'm seeking refuse. Excuse me?
That's literally what I said when I walked in. They were like, oh, we can tell.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you haven't showered in days. We can tell.
Where they're like, actually, we're seeking refuge. You found yourself. You're on a journey to find yourself.
You did it. Yeah, you're seeking refuge? Well, congratulations, lady. You got it. The call's been coming from inside the house.
I'm seeking refuge. Oh, really? Oh, there should be a mirror in the bathroom if you want to walk all the way back there. Take a gander.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So
I had to get out. So I called Wendy from this bar. Yeah. It was Thanksgiving. So I'm sure this will come to no shock to anyone who has lost someone. Turns out, first holiday, a little tough. Mm-hmm. It was a little more tough than I thought it would be. So I got really sad. Let me explain. Okay, so I was already sad. My dad called me. So that, we'll discuss that. We have too much to talk about on this episode. So we'll talk about that.
Your dad called you when? We'll talk about it later, but when he called you on Thanksgiving?
Yes. Mm. So that was like a whole other thing. But so I get back to the house and I was out. So I never liked green bean casserole growing up. My mom made it all the time and I hated it. And then I grew to love it. And my mom made it the very traditional way, in which it is poison. So it's Campbell's fucking cream of mushroom soup, canned green beans, French's French fried onions. Full stop. That's it. Nothing else.
Right.
Trash. Just trash for your body. And I firmly believe on Thanksgiving you should exclusively... I eat fucking fresh vegetables and local shit the rest of the year. On Thanksgiving, I would like all my things to come from a can. Turkey, all of it. If I could get all of it out of a can, low to the sodium, that's ideal.
Yeah.
But so I texted Preston and I was like, hey, do we have, like... Because he said, get more onions. And I was like, okay. And
so you come back like, with seven cans of onions.
Yes. Then just ate those on the couch.
Yeah, just they're like chips. I love those French fried onions. I fucking love those
things. They're so good.
They're so yummy.
They're especially good when you mix them with like a congealed, I want to say liquid, but it's not quite a liquid.
No.
Like a savory pudding. And just so they get nice and... So they just get really nice and soft.
I like most of my gummy Thanksgiving Day foods. If I can get them in the consistency of the cum of someone who is dehydrated, like someone's jizz.
I want to slurp everything.
Right.
I want to rip my every Thanksgiving. This is a tradition of mine. I rip all my teeth out of my face a week before so I can just gum everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow. It's very expensive, but then I go and I get permanent false teeth put in, and then I do the same thing next year.
Well, but see, everyone's got their own thing. Like people, a lot of people spend money on vacations and cars and houses, and it's your money. So if you want to spend it on getting dental surgery every year,
thank you.
That's
you
work for it. You're allowed to do that.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And when you're not making fancy, bougie green beans, you have money for that.
You can afford it.
If you're eating a fully canned Thanksgiving meal, what's $10 tops? So then
I think next year we should do that, by the way.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think next year you and me should be together on Thanksgiving and everything should come out of a can. I bet we could fucking find turkey in a can.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Because they do sell full chickens in a can.
Oh, God.
Worst case, we get a full chicken in a can.
And I am really trying to stick with the bit, but I gotta tell you, the thought of like...
Oh, this is not a bit. This is real life.
Game hen, full yes. bones, yep. in a can.
Well, but are they still bones? Who knows?
But that's what I'm saying. They've turned into gelatin.
Yeah.
Actually... Now
again, think, no teeth.
Right. And saying it out loud, it sounds gross, but is it nothing more than an inside-out soft-shell crab? It's the same.
Now I bet everybody's like, ooh, canned chicken sounds great.
Mm.
Who doesn't love a nice fresh soft shell? Guys, we're a few minutes in and I just now fucked up a word.
Well.
And my vision is blurry. So.
Yeah. What do you've got, that baby bonnet is too tight.
No. That's probably helping or hindering. Now, you know when you're tired and you cover your eyes? I slept on my eyes.
Mm.
And you know, have you done that before?
Yes.
Or you like sleep with pressure on your eyes and you wake up and for like 2 to 8 hours, your vision's just blurry.
And for like 2 to 8 years, you can't really see straight.
You can't really see right. That's what I did.
I do that with the sleep mask. If I have one that's nice.
That's why I can't wear them anymore.
I know. That happened to me the other day. Like we're so fucking old.
I know.
Like it's because the sleep mask, I'm like, I need all this shit so I can go to sleep. It's like, okay, I need earplugs plus a sound machine plus a sleep mask plus like, you know, meditation. And then all those things also bother me because then my ears hurt from my thing. It's all fucking a nightmare.
Yeah.
A literal
living
nightmare.
Is exhausting.
Yeah. But yeah, the sleep mask used to be helpful. But my new thing now with it is also like, I started because watching murder shows and stuff like that, when the sleep mask, I would lay down and I started thinking like, well, wait, what if someone breaks in or like has been sleeping in my closet for the last 2 weeks? I just have these fantasies right before I go to sleep that someone's going to sneak in and kill me. And so then I'm like, well, with the sleep
mask. I've seen your closet. No one's in there. Unless they've been in there a long time under many coats.
Well, and that's the problem. Because if someone is in there, they're going to be really scary when they come out.
but really warm.
Right. It'll be like the human version of a canned chicken. Their bones will be like congealed. It's just like a bad guy came in to rape me, got stuck
but
in my closet.
He turned into a canned chicken.
And he just has been like fermenting.
That's a great Twilight Zone episode. Remember that one? Canned chicken man.
And I go, I was raped by a canned chicken man.
Full stop.
Yes. What?
This is off topic. We'll get back to me laying in bed for 3 days after Thanksgiving and all of that. I was watching something. I don't remember what I was watching, but someone referred to someone as an oatmeal man.
Shut
in up. Like as like an insult. I swear, Wendy, fuck. What was I watching? I cannot remember, and this is going to kill me. I guess I'm gonna have to just spiral back into depression and watch 30 days full of Netflix to figure it out. Rewatch all the shit I watched.
Oatmeal Man. Was it a scripted show or was it reality?
It was a scripted show.
Okay.
And I Googled it to be like, is that an actual insult? That we did not coin?
Yeah. Is it? Did it show up in Urban Dictionary?
No. It just all that would come up was the man on the oatmeal box.
You're like, the only person that shows up is President George Washington. So I'm confused.
So weird.
Yeah. I wonder, we got to find out what that show is and find out when it came out. And then.
And we want.
Money.
Residuals. So yeah, callers call in if Oatmeal Man is like a saint.
I've never heard that before. Before
I
us.
I wouldn't be surprised. It sounds like a 1920s. Like, he's a real oatmeal man.
He's a real man. Thank God he's no canned chicken rapist. But
yeah, you remember that classic saying your grandma used to say all the time to you?
That canned chicken rapist, he's a real oatmeal man. That's why they never suspected him. Suspected him? Jesus.
Oh, God. That could have been worse.
Yeah. It could have been. It wasn't terrible.
It could always be worse.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we want you guys to walk away with from this.
Yeah.
This Smodcast, Momcast, Griefcast.
Is that.
It could always be worse.
No matter how bad this show is, it can always be worse.
You could always be raped by a man who is more canned chicken than a man.
Just no bones. That'd be just coming at you like limp bones. And it's bad rape.
Shook her arms.
Well, because I imagine like a squiggly.
She was uncomfortably dancing at a club.
Like a Gumby man, like comes out of your closet to try to rape you. And what's even worse.
This is horrifying.
That because no part of him is hard, including his little dick, huh? It's just like it's not even a real rape. You're just being like dry humped.
He needs a rape shoehorn.
I know. A shoehorn. Jesus Christ.
We came up with that a long time. Well, because rape a lot of times is about power and not sex.
Yeah.
So a lot of times guys aren't fully hard.
Mm.
So they just like squidge it in.
Yeah. That I got to say, if I had to list the top five worst things of rape.
It's that I don't feel pretty.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't even get you fully hard. Thanks.
Yeah, that's like that fucking asshole that came in here and felt me up that I run into, not exaggerating, at least once a week on my block, which is very good for my anxiety. It's good for my generalized anxiety when I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God.
At any moment.
Right.
Just constantly full body high alert.
The fact that he left, do you know what I mean? I was like, so you don't want my money. So my money's not good. And my pussy's not good. Okay, great.
Yeah, you're worthless.
So all of this, you gave
worthless
me anxiety.
To him.
This was all for naught.
I didn't get laid.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for my goods.
I know. So now you're making me a thief. So now I'm a fat, ugly thief?
I'm an unrapable thief.
I mean, this guy.
Which unrapable, that's just a step away from unfuckable.
I know. I'm going to take my laundry back on just as like a memory. You know what I mean?
Just wink at him.
For our anniversary. Should I get him an anniversary present? December 26th.
Get a mold. Get one of those chocolate molds of your pussy.
I should. Yeah, December 26th. I'll be like from the one that ran away. That's a fun Christmas memory.
That's a fun memory. It's a fun memory you'll have for the rest of your life around the holiday season.
I know. That's one of the good things about life is that when terrible things happen, you can choose, you know, you can like do your best to move on, but then sometimes they just come back and you're like, sweet, sweet panic disorder.
There it is. Oh, there it is.
Oh my God. So you laid in bed for 3 days.
Oh, well, yeah.
After Thanksgiving?
What triggered it? So I asked Press, I was like, are we good on Campbell's soup? I didn't say, are we good on soup? I said Campbell's soup. And he said, yes. And I get back and it was already made. He was like, oh, I made the Remy casserole. Do you want to try it? And I was like, yes, please. Cold, uncooked. Yes. And I took a bite and I was like, what is this? This is not Campbell's. And his parents had got some like fancy organic cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, this is you. And you texted me.
Yes, I texted you this.
You texted me and you said they made this with organic soup. I'm crying.
Yes. And so then I sat on the couch and cried.
Aww.
For a while. And no one acknowledged I existed.
Are you fucking serious?
Other than Preston. And so I went upstairs for the rest of the day.
Hold on. So you cry.
Yes.
And then these people.
Visible human tears.
Right. Not crying on the inside like we do all day, every day.
Yeah. The rest of the time.
Right.
I am alive.
Again, most of the time.
Sleeping or awake.
Most of the time we're eating vegetables, crying on the inside. It's Thanksgiving. I want.
Mashed potatoes.
Meat.
Canned shit.
Outside tears.
Canned mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's.
They have canned rice. I went to some weird store the other day and they had canned rice, canned Spanish rice.
We can do this. We can make a full.
You'll do this for me. Have a spiral Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to eat straight out of the can. We'll take it one step further. Listen, the homeless shelters do it every year.
We'll start a fire on your floor.
Yes.
We'll bust out all the windows. All the windows. One window.
Yeah. Well, what we can do is...
Window. All the window.
We'll start a fire, or we can just put an ashtray in the middle, and we'll just smoke, and we'll heat the canned goods over the... So it's like a slow cook, you know?
Oh, that's... Yeah. Like an instant pot.
Right. So you don't want it too hot.
No, you don't want to burn your... I mean, the way we're going to be huffing that stuff down...
No.
Don't want to burn your throat.
Right. Because the throat's the only thing we have. Our teeth are gone, so it's not like we're chewing to cool things off.
We've ripped them off days ago.
It's going from the can right into our gullet. So it needs to be like a nice temperature.
Yes.
It is wild to me that you started crying. And especially now that I know the layout, because if you're picturing like a Knives Out type of a kitchen, like a super big, like massive, like super rich people house where they're all different wings and the bottom floor. If you tasted that in the kitchen.
I like wings in the kitchen.
Yeah. Like many wings of the kitchen.
The east wing of the kitchen.
Yes.
I know one person that has a winged kitchen.
Who?
My friend's dad. He has a very, very fancy house. He has multiple kitchens and multiple barbecue stations.
See, that some people have like a winged kitchen, you know, maybe like a bigger stretching area. Like if you were going to
a better stretching area.
Right.
Like more places to stretch.
Right. So I was in the aerobics room part of the kitchen and that's where I go to cry.
I go to the east aerobics room. The west one's too drafty.
Right. Because in the west wing of the kitchen, that's where they have all the resistance training. And that's the weights. I'm not going to go cry in the weight room of the kitchen. That's weird.
So weird.
Right. I go to the aerobics room of the kitchen and cry there. So when you started to cry, neither of his parents, nobody said like, what's wrong? Or it didn't click in their brain that like, oh, this must be hard.
Nope.
I can't even talk because I put both hands in the air like I'm on a roller coaster.
Well, it kind of is.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. And so then I went upstairs and cried. And then got progressively more and more angry. So we got in a big fight. That wasn't good.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get out of bed for a while.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving. I have many people to call back because people were calling me on Thanksgiving because I think other people realize this might be hard. So I think I have some people that are like seriously worried about me.
Yeah.
So I need to call them.
Yeah. Well, that's with depression, that is like, it's fucking wild, but you really do just shut down. And that's like.
And I feel really bad because it's very much not like me. For like the past like 6 months.
Yeah.
Like since my mom, I've like shut down in a lot of ways. And just I feel like I've been a very bad friend.
Well, here's the thing is like, it's not that you're being a bad friend. Cause what happens is, cause I do this a lot too. And then when you beat yourself up about like not returning calls, you know, like when you're already depressed and you feel shitty and then you're not responding to texts or phone calls. And then if on top of that, but naturally it compounds or you're like, well, I guess I'm just a shitty person. Then you like are even less likely to contact them. Plus it's just like a bummer. Like I'm like that. So like, if I'm bummed out, like you were saying, where it's like, well, I'm not going to call someone because what am I going to call and just, like you said, just cry on the phone? You don't want to
Well, that's why, like, there's so many people that, like, I didn't tell my mom died because it was fucking, like, it sucks. The timing of my life this last year has sucked. We've talked about that. Whatever. I'm not going to keep rehashing it. It's just, like, every single fucking gnarly life stress situation really that I could go through kind of happened in the last 8 months since we moved.
Yeah.
So it's just been really, and all of that like with my mom, that it would have been so much easier if I was at home with all of our friends. And it was just, it just felt fucking weird to like call someone, like it just who I haven't talked to in a few weeks or seen, just be like, hey, my mom died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like a weird thing. And then I think that that kind of compounded with everything else, and it's just gotten progressively worse since.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, it does, because it's like a dog, it's like shit just like dogpiling on top, and it feels suffocating. But then, like you said, also, then the other thing too is like it's already isolating to be where you are.
Exactly.
So it's already a weird shit. And then there you feel like this, I don't know if you feel this way, but like this pressure to like be in a good mood. And you said this before, like, where yeah. like, where you, if you're going to tell people, oh, my mom died, and then they'll be like, oh, I'm so sad for you. And then you feel like it's your responsibility to be like, mm-hmm. no, but it's good. But I, but it's like, but no, but it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, it fucking sucks. It's like, that's one of the saddest things anyone could go through. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
but yeah, so Thanksgiving was really fun.
Yeah.
And now I'm even more thinking about not being here for Christmas.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm like, because this is my thing, and we'll talk about your idea, which I think is really, really fucking good idea. But like, I'm like, is it, and I'm trying, I know I need, like, and I've talked to Preston about this, like, I really need to focus on myself, which is like all the meditation and like trying to fucking get myself happy before I can even start worrying about our relationship or like any of that shit. But I can't, I'm like, what is the repercussion of not being here for Christmas? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what shitstorm is that going to cause? But I'm also like, but I think it would be better for me to be with you.
Yeah. And also, here's the other thing.
Alone.
Right. Well, and we'll talk about, because I have a couple different ideas about Christmas, which we can get to. So, but here's the, like, how, first of all, if you were like, I'm not going to be here for Christmas, and if they were like shitty about it, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. I assumed that when I started crying on Thanksgiving and you acted like I wasn't in the room, that was a sign to me that nobody gives a shit about me. So I'd rather, you know what I mean?
Well, I do think I'm going to be like, listen, I felt like I ruined when Preston's brother came home, because he came home literally like 4 days after my mom died. And that's when I had my like full breakdown freak out for the first time. And then Thanksgiving, I stayed in bed all day. So I'm just being like, I just don't want to, like, I'm going to be really sad and I don't really feel supported.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel guilty for like ruining your holiday. So I'm just not going to be here.
I think that's a great way. I think that's a great way to say it. And what'll be interesting to see.
Cause I do. I feel guilty and right. I know and I shouldn't. And I know right. I know, but you know, can't help your feelings.
Yeah. And I would feel the same way too, but I think that's the best way to put it, is to say you don't feel supported. And even just to bring that up, I'd be fucking interested to hear.
I know, me too.
What they say when you say that. Cause I imagine that they would I would love
what?
To.
That's.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I already know.
Do you think they'd be like, what? Or do you think they'd be like, okay.
I think a combo of the two. I think they would be like, oh my, what? I can't believe that you think that. But then, like, whatever you think is best kind of thing. I know.
These people are...
rich.
Yes.
They're not rich enough.
No.
They don't even have a winged kitchen.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, oh, you're so rich. Where's the kitchen elliptical? If you have that kind of money...
And you need a station...
Yes.
At least 3 to 7 ellipticals.
Right. Yeah. Well, only
you can throw in a stair stepper.
Yeah, you like that. We'll get that in our kitchen.
Thanks. See, this is why I'm going to spend Christmas with Wendy, because she bought me a stair stepper.
Yes.
No pressure.
It. In my apartment. It'll be a stair stepper and a blow up mattress. Well, you can only, there's
hey,
only
people
room
throw
one.
Those away all the time on the street.
I see, especially in New York.
Yeah.
All everywhere.
People are like, I'm already walking up and upstairs.
Yeah. Or you can just, we can just do laundry because the one laundry machine, that's the one, there are two machines downstairs. But I had my little Fitbit on. I did like 3,000 steps already today because I have to go up and down flights of stairs because I had to do many loads of laundry.
Yeah, I did that the other day.
Yeah, we, you know. Oh, that's
We're
right.
We're very thin and healthy. Oh, okay, guys. I know I'm sad and everything. But great news. I bought a size down pair of jeans. So...
Oh, nice.
And really, that's all that matters.
That's the only thing I give a shit about.
It's the only thing that matters. My mental well-being is only as strong as I am thin. So getting back to it.
Truly, I'll be having the shittiest, the worst fucking day. And they're a pair of jeans that I bought last Thanksgiving that were like tight. They were like very fitted. And I put them on the other day. I got other jeans since then. And I was like, oh, let me put these on because they're longer. They're really high-waisted. And they're fucking loose. They're like baggy. And I was like having a really shitty day. And I was like, let me put these jeans on. And they were so loose. I was like, oh, my God. I was in a great mood for like the next, I would say, 45 minutes.
It really turned my next half hour around.
Right. Because then I immediately was like, I'm like, man, these are loose. And I'm like, hey, I only wore these like a few times when they fit the way they're supposed to. And these were fucking expensive. And then I got upset again. So see, it just.
Yeah, guys.
Easy.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's good to know that wherever you go, there you are. No matter what size you are.
Wherever you go, you're sad.
Yeah. Where did you buy your jeans?
Target.
Nice.
What am I, a millionaire? Come on.
That is the best thing about it. It does a good feeling to go and you're like, oh, yes.
Yes, it felt very good.
Yeah.
To be like, this is how depressed I am.
If you can get
I went up two sizes in pant, and now I just have one size down to go. So, you know,
so
bring
that's
on that, bring on that seasonal depression, baby.
Yeah,
fucking rope it in with the already depression.
And that's the key, because I a lot of times get the depression when I get sad that I eat a lot. And that I hate. Well, I know a lot of people, they're like, I got sad and so I forgot to eat. And I'm like, get the fuck out of town.
What a dream.
But see,
those people are assholes. If you do that, fuck you.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and you get sad and forget to eat, turn this off right now.
You don't deserve us.
Yeah. Come back after you've had a couple cans of turkey and then listen to the podcast. We like our people listening to be bloated and sweaty and also cold.
Yes.
Much like a canned chicken.
Turkey.
Yes.
Chicken.
Chirkin. Dude. But that's a good thing to see. When you get the good depression where you sleep like that, that's when you lose weight, when you're just doing laying around all day. So that's.
Yeah.
Again, if you lean into the depression,
it's healthy.
You go so hard into the depression that you just sleep. You're losing weight, but you're also losing muscle mass because you're not exercising. So it's not just body fat. It's also lean tissue.
Yeah. Brain mass.
Yeah. So you're losing all that stuff. If you go, because that's like a pendulum. So if you go all the way into depression to where you're just laying in bed all day, when you do finally get up, you're like, I'm a little bit thinner. And then it starts to swing back to mania, counting calories.
It's great.
Feeling good based completely on what size your clothes are. So like that's healthy, right?
Which is that's a healthy way women should feel. Having grown up reading many Cosmopolitans.
Right.
And 17 magazines. I know that the only thing that matters is that I'm as close to a size zero as possible.
That and know how to give a good blowjob. Ladies, be skinny.
Be skinny and
play with the balls.
Please your man. In these 73 ways.
I fucking those articles I can't take.
It was always an odd number.
I know.
It was always like 57 ways to make your dude come gold.
That, no, I would actually buy that. If I could find a way to make someone's cum.
Well, it's like not a Rapunzel. Who's the gold spinner? Rumpelstiltskin. What's the whore in the Rumpelstiltskin story?
I don't know that there is a whore. Is there?
What are you talking about? She's the one that's... how else does Rumpelstiltskin get the firstborn baby? Stupid.
I forget that story. And Rapunzel and Rumpelstiltskin are not the same.
They're not the same person.
Well, not the same person. What if they are?
Ho.
And that's this the twist. Is...
We're going to... Can't wait to get pregnant so we can start rewriting fairy tales.
Right.
For my child.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rapunzel-skin?
We could do Rapunzel.
That doesn't sound good. No. That sounds like a sex thing.
Yeah, Rapunzel.
Ooh.
Yeah, that does. That sounds like a sex act.
With it makes like me think of smelly foreskin.
Yeah, Rapunzel. It sounds like a sex act that you do with a canned meat. You know what I mean?
With a can, a full canned. That's what it's called when the canned chicken man beats the oatmeal man and then rapes you.
Yeah. That's when he's like...
You got Rapunzel-skinned.
He's just like banging his weird, like cold, fleshy, soft dick just up against different parts of your body.
But it'd also be like, it'd have like a lube, like a natural lube to it.
Yeah.
Because you know, like a canned thing and it's got that like canned jelly.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Like it's unset jello.
Yeah, it's like the stuff they put on your belly when they're doing a sonogram.
Ugh. Yes, exactly. That's what I like my canned meats to come covered in. Sonogram jelly.
Mm.
Some people like lamb and mint jelly. I like any meat and sonogram jelly.
It goes with everything. It's a neutral taste.
It's a neutral taste, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's food lube.
Right.
And the best part too is then you could also use it to see the food in your belly.
Yeah. You can check. That's a good way to check the ingredients.
Yes.
Also, a food lube is nice because when you're gumming down your food a lot of times, so like a canned food, and like obviously we're joking, like you can't obviously put all canned food straight into your throat, but that's where the food lube
perfect
comes
world,
in.
You know?
A food lube comes in because you squeeze that fucking down your throat.
Yep.
If you can get Rapunzel-skinned down the back of your throat, then you just, Christ. whatever you can find in a can, you can slip right down into your belly. No chewing required.
That burns calories.
Oh, yes.
And you can't afford to burn calories because you've been depressed in bed for 3 weeks. You're so thin.
Yeah.
You need those calories.
I know. You're even thinner. So that's a good way to lose weight. You know, just like be sad.
Yeah, be sad and shove canned food down your throat.
I think it's a great plan. I know what we're doing for Christmas. I had other plans for what we could do for Christmas, but this is what we're doing for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Christmas plans.
So let's talk about Christmas. So I was... And Alex listens to the show. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
So for Christmas, I know you're looking at flights to come here. And then Alex offered to, because he's flying out a couple of chicks. And it sounds like these are not like video hoes. So there's a girl that he's known, he's been friends with for five years.
It's not the 1990s. I figured it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't going to be a Nelly video.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, he will fly us out to his home in New Orleans, but we do need to get breast implants.
Before.
Yeah. Beforehand.
Fully healed. So move it.
Yeah. Let's go. And he will pay for those too. But he's Christmas. So he's inviting some people to his house in New Orleans. And he was like, hey, you should come. And I was like, Megan was thinking about coming to New York. And he's like, yeah, if she wants to come, just whatever. And I'll pay for her flights. So that would be fun. We could go there because it's a huge house and he has a pool and it's going to be warm. So we could do New Orleans. And that's like a good money saving trip because we can just hang out. It's essentially just like It's going to be super fun. The chick that's going and her friend, I've met them. They're super fun. And actually the one girl that I text, she reminds me like of you, similar personalities. Like you would fucking love her. She's really cool. And I've never been to New Orleans, so.
Oh, you haven't?
Uh-uh.
It's really fun.
Yeah. So we could do that. And then the other thing that I was
thinking.
We could
do so many spooky things.
Yeah, we could do.
I bet they have Christmas-themed spooky things. I'm sure they do. Very weird.
Spooky.
I said the word right, technically, but my inflection was bananas.
Right. And there was a long, like a pregnant pause
spooky.
In the middle there.
Okay, what was the other idea?
You said it like a German person, just like looking at it, like trying to pronounce
it. Like, that read it for the first time.
Right. They're like, is there two O's? Do I pronounce both of them separately?
Spooky.
Spooky.
It's two words. Spooky.
Then the other thing I thought was I texted you that, and then it was like a day went by and I didn't hear back. And I know that you're like going through a lot of shit. So I didn't, but then I was like, I go, that might be, and then I was like, oh, that might be like a heavy text to send when you're like depressed. And you're like, oh, great. I got to go to some weird like hooker party in fucking New Orleans.
That sounds exactly like what I want to do when I'm depressed, actually.
Yeah, it's actually super fun. And then the other thing I thought, if you needed alone time, cause or whatever, but I was like, you might, if that's too much for you, I was also thinking you could fly here. We could hang out here. And then if you don't want to go to the hooker party in New Orleans, I can go out for 2 days. And then you just have your own place and stay here alone with my cat and like sleep and be by yourself.
And I mean, those both sound fantastic.
Yeah. So those are my two different ideas. But New Orleans would be fun.
I think that'd be super fun.
Yeah. Alex is so funny. He goes, would she be like weirded out? Like if we're all like running around like naked. And I was like, okay, first of all, we all know that's not actually going to happen. But
I'll just sit there and read my Bible. It's fine.
Yeah. You can sit there. Well, and can I be honest? The house you're living in now, that might be more emotionally comforting.
Yes. Truly.
You could sit there and cry. And it's like, well, we're going to walk when we're just like slutty Santa costumes and go in the pool.
Yeah. That feels so much better.
Isn't that like a good fucking haul? That's like a nice.
I think that'd be a great haul. And I also think it would be very interesting.
Yeah. And.
Because I'll just be there sad.
Yeah.
Well, and not fucking anything.
I know. Well, I'm happy to do all the fucking. I love it. Well, and I think you
would. What a hero. What a fucking hero. Thanks,
thank
Wendy.
You. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, he's into edging. It's a whole thing, which well, I'm not even going to edit
Jesus
that out of the podcast.
Christ.
He's, dude, you know what? You got to meet him. He's so fucking cool.
Alex, we're going to hang out in New Orleans. No offense, not going to fuck you.
Yeah. But yeah, we should go. That'll be fun. I mean, if you want to go whenever and I'll just text
him. But like,
him
if like my invite is dependent on me saying I'll fuck you, I'll fuck you. Wink.
Right. Well, and like, and the other thing too is there's so many rooms.
Hey, I could be down another pant size by then. So he would probably want to fuck me. He'd be like, look at this girl that's less fat than she was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Is she wearing a baby bonnet?
Yeah. And not to creep you out, but I did. I was like, I like showed him a picture of you and this is not like to like.
Oh, good. He's like, yeah, she can come. Or he was can she drop like 20 LBs before she gets
like,
down here?
This is what he said. So I showed him pictures of you and he goes, oh, she's cute. He goes, she looks fun too. I'm like, she is fun. Yeah. You know what that means?
I've sucked dicks in bathrooms.
Drugs in a pool.
Hey, me and my boyfriend took a bath together last night. So I'm still fun and cool.
Oh,
I've been trying. Okay. We're at the lake.
Okay.
Cause I was like, we have to get away. Got in that fight. It was a terrible Thanksgiving. This whole fucking year, my birthday was shitty. I mean, I think this is normal. Our anniversary was shitty, which our anniversary was 4 days after my mom died. So, I mean, whatever. But just like every fucking thing's been shitty. And so we came here to like get some alone time. And I was like, I'm not drinking. because I drank on Thanksgiving and Adam and Trista came in town. I had a couple beers with them, which I can't fucking drink beer anymore.
Why not?
I can still house whiskey.
Yeah.
I could drink whiskey all day long and be like, okay. I had two beers and I thought I was going to die.
Of like, you felt drunk?
So drunk.
Really?
Yes. Like lightheaded. Yeah. So drunk. I'm just fucking cool. I'm just like too, my body's like, what is this? Oh, this is 4%? How cute.
Yeah, it's not that you were drunk. Your brain just started
reaction.
Yeah, it's not that I'm shutting down.
But so we came and I was like, I'm going to do relaxing things, hiking, just eating vegetables, meditating, laying down in a non-depressed state or attempting to. Taking a bath. I was like, people take baths to relax. Oh, that's yes. not true. I poured a glass of wine last night for my bath. Because I was like, I've seen movies. Adult women drink a glass of wine and take a bath to relax and clear their head. Who likes baths? Why do you like baths? Why is it relaxing? I fucking hate it. I really tried.
Well,
I don't find it relaxing.
No. So I got a problem. Here's the problem I have with a bath. Because I have a bathtub and it is nice. And that's when I moved in here. Clear my throat. When I moved into this place, I was like, I'm going to take a bath. And I have the same thing. And as soon as I get down in the bath, it's like
is it over? Am I relaxed now?
Yeah.
Did it work?
I shower before and I get all that. So I like shower so I'm fully clean. And then I lay in the bath and I just sit there and it's just like this still water. And I'm just like, I can't. I just picture like mosquitoes coming in and it creeps me out. I can't do it.
Oh, that's weird. That part's weird.
I don't like just sitting.
I don't like jacuzzis.
Oh, see, jacuzzi I'll do because there's a filter system and it's hot and there are bubbles and there's stuff happening and there's like sound.
I don't find it relaxing.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting and then I'm all like squiggly. I kept falling.
In the bath?
Well, not like fall, but like slip it on my butt. Like you'd be like, I should lay down. And then I just like slip into the.
Well, and it's one of those.
I should lay down and breathe deeply.
Like lay all the way down. Oh, my head's underwater. Not that far down.
Oh, oops.
When it is weird because I'll be like, I'm going to take a bath. Yeah, this is going to be relaxing. And then I try to like submerge my whole body in. And when I get my shoulders down to try to like relax my shoulders.
You just slide in.
I'll be like, oh, this will be good for tension. And then I like lose traction. And then you slide all the way.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking crane your neck. So now you strained your neck, which is like not good. And the only way to do that without straining your neck is to like flex your abs. At that point, it's like, so now I'm doing a crunch.
Which is so relaxing. Well, that so I and got in.
Legs are fucking in the air. So I'm like,
Preston got me a bath bomb. Like again, it's like neither of us have ever taken a bath. He's just like this thing, women, lady bath put in.
This had a picture of a woman on it, and she wasn't crying. So I thought,
It would be helpful for you. He's just buying. He bought me my jeans yesterday. I was like, "Ooh, babe, these are." He's like, "Great, fucking. How many pairs do you want? 30? What can we do? How can we fix this?" But it was just terrible. And so then I was like, "Like, I had like a couple sips of wine, and I was like, this wine is not good. Didn't even drink the wine. And I was just like, maybe I had a candle. I don't know." Like, how is this? And so then I was just like, babe, get in the bathtub. And then we both realized it is not a two-person bathtub. So we're both sitting in the bathtub, like, knees. My belly's all fucking goobled up. Like, I just feel so unsexy. Like, my fucking fat stomach's just all goobled up. And my knees are, like, up to my chin. And my tits are fucking out the sides. And we're both just like, I'm like, babe, I don't think this is a two-person bath. No. He has a boner the whole time, which made me feel very pretty because I did not look cute.
You're like, the way you described your body, can I just tell you? And I appreciate that it's hyperbolic. The way you described your body is like a Picasso painting. Like the way you described your body, nothing is where it should be.
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
You're like, do you have a Sharpie? Why? I want to draw like nipples
if
on my kneecaps.
If one of the artist fans could please draw a picture of me in the bathtub, I would very much appreciate it.
Yeah, it's not comfortable to take a bath by yourself. And then with two people.
Well, it wasn't. It was. It looks. You've seen the bathtub.
Yes.
At the lake house. It looks from the outside. You're like, oh, that's a two. It's like a jacuzzi tub. Like, that's a two person tub. It's not.
No.
It's barely a one person tub. And yeah. So then we both just sat there for like 10 minutes, and then my lip was sweaty.
How hot was the water?
Hot enough? I don't like hot water. I like cold water. I don't like hot showers. I don't like hot lake water. I like nice, refreshing water. My body doesn't react to it, so I'm just... So all my body parts are in the wrong place, and I have a sweaty lip, and he's boner for 10 minutes. So I'm like, let's go to have sex in bed.
He's hard. You're cooking yourself.
I'm literally cooking.
You're just slow cooking your body.
My fat is basting itself.
You know,
I didn't nude Rapunzel. Jesus Christ.
You know what, the visual of you two in the bathtub, I don't know if I ever told you this, when my brother and I were like teenagers.
It's very similar. Well, where is this going? Put a tampon in you?
Yeah, my mom put a tampon in me and said, get in the bathtub with your brother. Don't bleed all over your brother. His dick has been hard for 10 minutes.
Get in there.
We were like arguing my brother and I were just fighting at the dinner table. And we were teenagers, I think maybe like 12 and 13, 14, something like that. So like old and like tall. Like, and our stepdad
had pubes.
Yes, we had pubes. Now we're arguing about something fucking stupid. And our stepdad, as a punishment, goes, all right, I've had enough of this shit. You guys have to go sit in the bathtub. And we were like, what? And it's a weird punishment, but I got to tell you,
I'm into this. I might adopt this.
Dude, it's such a weird punishment that, yeah, like...
it's genius.
And we were like...
because sit and look at each other in the bathtub.
Yes, and we were tall kids, and if we were confused...
So imagine that, but in a sexual way.
Right. Now, we sat in the bathtub, obviously no water. We were like confused. We're like, what? And he was like, get in the bathtub right now. And we were like, what? And even our mom was like, what's happening? Because this is some weird punishment that his dad thought of.
That's so smart.
And so my brother and I, fully clothed, and we were fighting with each other. We had to sit in a bathtub dry and just look at each other. And we sat there and he's like, you guys can finish your dinner in the bathtub. And we were like,
wait, you ate the dinner in the bathtub too?
We have a picture of us because within like 30 seconds, you can't keep fighting because you're like, at this point,
this is crazy. Yeah.
You're laughing so hard. We were like, what the fuck is going on? So you're trying to be mad, but we have like our knees up.
Yeah.
We're both tall people. My brother at the time was like almost 6 feet tall. He got tall when he was young. So he's like just under 6 feet tall. And I was probably 5'6". And like, just like sitting in this, it was not, it's definitely a one person bathtub.
One person. It was a one person bathtub.
It's the one person bathtub. And our mom brings in our food. And we have, which I remember we were laughing so hard. She took a picture of us because she was like, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
This is crazy.
So we have somewhere, I know my mom has been.
You have to find that. You have to find that
of
picture.
My brother and I fully clothed, sitting in the bathtub with plates of food. And we're just like.
You know what? Don't find the picture. Callers, draw a picture of me and all my body parts in weird places in the bathtub. And Wendy and her brother eating dinner in the bathtub. Clothing optional. That's totally up to you.
Right.
Whatever. Callers, you're the artists.
Callers call in, drawers draw in. Make it happen. But that sticks out to me. I think about that so much, and it is a very weird punishment, but it works. If you're fighting and your kids are being wild, but that almost would be good for like even a relationship. Like if you and Preston are fighting and you're like, that's it, in the bathtub, full clothes, and you guys have to sit in a bathtub, knee to knee, and then try
to. I think
it's
a great idea.
And then try to still fight. That's actually kind of a funny way to like hash out problems because you can't.
I'm going to try it. Or it's a great story of how you broke up.
Right. Either way.
Oh, you guys, oh my God, how'd you guys break up? Well, we were fighting, so we got in the bathtub, thinking that would solve all of our problems. Don't, we weren't like naked or anything. We were fully clothed.
Yeah.
We got in the bathtub, had dinner, and just didn't work out.
That's just a full dinner setup in the bathtub. You're like, you know what? I do like a glass of wine in the bathtub, but I need no water. That's the problem.
That's maybe that's the problem. That's why it was not relaxed.
Right. The water.
I need to be dry. And I need the candle. We'll try the glass of wine again. I'll get a candle. Bath bomb. No water.
Yes.
We'll just start taking single elements out and see when it clicks.
Right. And find the problem.
Yeah. I'm going to go with water.
Yeah.
Go with water first.
That, yeah. You take out the biggest, part of the problem, right? So
water,
take that out. If you're just covered in a dusty bath bomb, still break it up. So you're just covered in chalk.
Oh, I think I'll make a paste, actually.
Oh, that's nice. Actually.
Out of a can.
Yep.
Bath bomb in a can. God damn it.
That's what you just cover yourself in this jelly. And I have a bath bomb with CBD that I got for free from some fucking place. So we'll make like a CBD sonogram jelly. Cover
Perfect.
Our bodies in it.
And then as we're eating, we'll just drag food across our fully clothed, lubed up bodies. And then just like a seal with a fish.
Yep.
Drop it straight down our throats.
Just right down the hatch. This is what, I'm going to tell you this. We're going to do that in New Orleans because it's...
Well, I'm not going to be fucking, so I got to do something. And I think covering my fully clothed body in lube and then rolling food all over it. I mean, I'm going to have to gain back that pant size I lost. So,
because right. What are you gonna
swallowing
do?
Full fish.
Right. What are you going to do?
I think feel the best
good?
Way.
You're going to just feel good all the time? No. When you have an accomplishment.
Come on.
Look, we're going to read from this book and we're on the Patreon, but that's the thing is, you have you reach a milestone, you hit a goal and you feel good. You're going to feel good all the time. No, what you do is then you self-sabotage and find a way to take 2 steps forward, but then also 25 steps back.
Yes.
Cause you got to stay.
We know what we're talking about, guys.
Right.
You don't get to your mid 30s and look and act like us. Without a lifetime of self-sabotage.
Yeah, you have to. If you're not self-sabotaging, what are you doing? Constantly moving forward and changing as a person? Boring.
Growing.
If you just stay in the same cycle, it's easier because then you already know what's going to happen.
How will all the self-help people make a living?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're not self-sabotaging, you're not buying self-help books. You're not going on $800 a night retreats.
Right. Tony Robbins has a cold dip pool. You want to talk about bathtub? You actually might like that. He's got sauna, a jacuzzi, and then he has a cold dip pool. Tony Robbins isn't going to be able to afford that if we are moving forward and actually making positive changes in our lives. If we're not
Do you want
stuck-
that for Tony? This is a real question, listeners. Do you want him to lose his cold dip pool?
Yeah.
Just to have a jacuzzi? Like a fucking loser?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think so.
Every time you help yourself and you're joy and we get it, great job, congratulations. You're running marathons, you're writing books. That's great, but also a little bit selfish. You know what I mean? Josh
It's very selfish.
Josh took a trip to New York, was here for his birthday. And
did something he was scared of.
Right. And now that's a positive change. He made that in the... but guess what? Selfish because now that's one less person, dropping $4,000 to go to West Palm Beach and have Tony Robbins call him a fucking cunt or whatever he does.
I think you need to think of these things. I just think people, my computer's chipped.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Sorry, guys. Sorry to really break up the comedy here, but we have some serious fucking problems.
Your computer's chipped?
How did that happen? Are they not made of metal?
I think they are. Were you trying to chew on
whittle
it in your sleep?
I was whittling my computer. Yeah. Now that I live here in Missouri, I'm trying to think of fun hobbies. Quaint, fun hobbies. And I thought whittling would be nice, but I had no wood, so I just grabbed my computer.
Yeah, I just started just like a shiv.
Yeah.
That's wild. You didn't drop it.
No. No.
But it still works.
Yeah. Well, we'll see this episode.
Jesus.
What a time to notice. An hour in.
It's chipped.
Oh, my God. My computer is broken.
By chipped, I mean the entire screen is gone. The whole top half is gone.
By chipped, I mean this is just a cardboard box.
Yeah. By chipped, I mean it's chips. My computer is chips. It's which is the only other acceptable food we will take for holidays. You can out of a can or out of a bag. Oh,
just
you know what? No.
Packaged. Just packaged.
Nope. We can stay on can theme. Pringles in a can. Boom.
Oh. Done.
Whew. I thought we were going to have to.
I thought Christmas was ruined.
Thankfully. And the Pringles can is nice because that'll be good for Christmas because it's the snack is inside. But then it also, because it's going to be a lot of chicks there, double dildo. So it's perfect.
You could fuck it. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take that in the bathtub.
And then sticking with my trying to busy my mind with hobbies, I'll like decoupage it.
Yes. I would love a decoupage Pringles can.
But double-sided dildo.
Yeah. I think it's perfect.
Oh, and I'll find an old Cosmo and I'll put the 57 ways to drive your man wild on it. So if you guys fucking need some ideas while you're at work, just pop that bad boy out of whatever someone's name is.
That's great because then you have something to do while you're eating. So you're eating, you're reading, you're learning.
You're fucking.
Right.
This is what the good people at Pringles want. Is that Frito-Lay?
Yeah,
it's probably Frito-Lay. Everything's Frito-Lay. Frito-Laid, am I right?
Hello. We're like, once you pop, oh God, please stop. Please stop.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang.